My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sirianni versus Kyle?
Well, it's not, obviously, we're like, that's a concocted conversation, Sirianni right. versus Kyle.
And it's a layup right now after what we saw last night, because Philadelphia at home, they should have won that game. The defense was good. They kept Atlanta out of the end zone for the most part, and you had a chance to run the ball, kick a field goal, go up six with a minute left, and win the game at home and show that you are a legitimate team in the NFL, but you didn't. And I do think a lot of it comes from the leadership, and I watch the way he carries on the sideline. And not every coach is the same. I get that. Philadelphia, to me, is a mirror image as a team of their head coach, meteoric. And you saw Gardner Johnson when he had the big stop on fourth down, and they said that his helmet just came off.
I couldn't believe that he convinced them of that. Of course it didn't.
He flipped his own helmet off, and whatever. It would have been a 15-yard penalty. They still would have had the ball. It would not have been Atlanta's ball because that was dead ball.
I don't think that's the way it works.
I'll have to look at it, but I do think
my impression is that was
watching on mute, to
first,
be honest.
First down for the Falcons.
I'm watching it next door to the baby's room, and the baby is getting story time, so I go volume off. I'm watching it, and I see him rip off his helmet, and I thought that was a dead ball and that Philly would get it.
No,
I could be wrong.
So, like, in fact, I'm 99% sure, because even though you're right, it was a fourth down, and he got stopped.
Right.
But there's no, it's dead ball, but there's like, possession has not changed yet. It has not, like, you know what I mean? The play,
right.
It's all within the framework of that play. You're right, it's dead ball. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
Me, what that was a reflection of exactly what Philadelphia is, where you've got a player who clearly is more, I guess, focused on celebrating what he has just done, as opposed to thinking about the greater good of the team. And Sirianni, in his hubris and his cockiness, tries to throw the ball on third down when a run probably wouldn't work and get you a touchdown, but it would eat 40 seconds and it would give you a better chance to win the game. But he thinks that I'm Nick Sirianni and I'm going to show you little play action, throw it to Saquon, and we're going to win this game my way.
You know what's so funny, though, or maybe that's not the right word, what I find fascinating about this conversation, and we really want to put it out to you, and we see you coming, we're going to go to you here right away, 888-957-9570. The word is arrogance, because we hear that about Kyle Shanahan all the time. Everything you just said points to what with Nick Sirianni? Arrogance.
Yep.
But there's different kinds of arrogances, if you will.
Right.
It's a different kind of arrogance. And I wonder which one sits with all of you better. Because I think when we're doing pro sports, you know, there's people who come off as not arrogant. Bruce Bochy, you know what I mean? Like, there's people who just come off as like, no, I'm just one of you. But I don't even know if that really exists. Do you know what it takes to succeed at that? Like, I mean, we're talking bajillions of dollars. the absolute dream job for everyone. Every kid grows up, right, wanting to do this if you like sports. And so there has to be some level of a very healthy ego to be able to do stuff like this. And so I think that Nick Sirianni and Kyle Shanahan both have a super duper healthy ego. But man, they land differently with me. The Nick Sirianni, and again, I'll just reiterate what I just said on the crossover. Nick makes it about him when something goes well. In other words, it's almost like you give me the credit. I want to be on TV because Jalen Hurts just made a play or because A.J. Brown went over the middle and took a hit. I want to be on TV. Kyle Shanahan's arrogance, from what we hear from a lot of listeners, is often tucked into the way he calls a game. Like, my plays are so amazing that I can scheme anyone open, watch me cook, and I'm going to do something that's maybe like not what you expected me to do. That's like the football arrogance. Nick, to me, feels almost like the personal arrogance. And Steiny's right on one front. We're not there. I haven't covered the Eagles, so I don't know all the ins and outs. But it certainly seems to me like Nick has rubbed a lot of people in that building the wrong way in a short period of time, even though they've done their fair share of winning, and his job is completely hanging in the balance in a way that it probably shouldn't, largely because of his personality.
It's because he rubs people the wrong way, and he goes about it in a certain way. And I think about Sean McVay. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh, I think, is in that same sort of category. And, you know, Dan Campbell does it a little bit differently, but he definitely injects his own personality and his own self into everything that the Lions do as well. So I'm just wondering what people want out of their head coach, because Sirianni is definitely a rah-rah guy. Pete Carroll was the same way, yep, where, you know, chewing the gum and slapping people in the back.
And it turned people off around here.
It did, and it turned people on when you're winning. It's like, oh, yeah, he's a motivator. He's a great motivator. But now you look at Sirianni, and, you know, last night is a good example of, I think, where you start to have a big divide for their team. But a lot of fans are down on Shanahan for not dissimilar reasons. Like, well, Shanahan thinks that he is so much smarter than everybody. He's so arrogant. And all the rest of it. And you're right. Every one of these coaches has to have a certain amount of arrogance.
Yeah, but did you want Kyle running up and down the sideline, chest bumping Fred Warner when he picks off a ball? Do we want that?
No, I don't.
I don't want that. I didn't like it when Sean McVay did it. And this is like Sean McVay on a lot of steroids. On a whole lot of steroids. Oh, and I want to say this, Xfinity Mobile text line. There are a couple people about the play call. I want to be careful that we're saying this the right way, because 925 says the play call is Kellen Moore, not Nick Sirianni. I don't care about the play call. I care about the decision to even do what they did. That's a conceptual thing. Does Kellen draw up the play? Sure. But to me, it's on the head coach when you're going to be in third and short and you're going to decide, no, we're throwing the ball. We're throwing the ball. They have no timeouts. And we're throwing the ball because we're going to surprise them. I have a hard time believing that Nick doesn't have a hand in that. Like, he has to.
Well, doesn't he have the final say? Is he not listening to the play calls as they go through? Or is he completely oblivious to the play call?
I think that's what's going on in that headset.
Right. Yeah. So he's hearing it, and he has the ability to say, no, we're not throwing it here, Kellen. We're going to run it because we're not throwing it on third down where it could be incomplete. And yeah, the play design was good. He was wide open in the flat. I don't think he scores a touchdown, but if he catches it, he gets the first down for sure.
Yeah, and that's all they need.
And if he's smart, he dives down to the five, and it's kneel, and we'll see you next time.
It is an interesting concept, though, for those who haven't sort of like had this discussion yet. What was it, third and two? Is that what it was? Third and two?
That sounds about right.
Grandy, right? Okay, so third and two. Say you run it up the middle with your silly little brotherly shove, tush-push dealio. Say you go do that, okay? Or just hand it to Saquon up the middle. And let's say you get stopped. I think it's reasonable to assume that you're at least going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, third and three.
Or maybe get a yard.
Yep.
Or, right? Worst case scenario, now another 45 seconds comes off. You're just over a minute left in the game. And, oh, by the way, you now have what? fourth, and about a yard or two. I wonder if I could think of something Philadelphia often does in that situation. Can anyone think of something? Like, dude, run your identity play. You're probably going to get the first down and end the game. Worst thing that could happen is that you give the ball to Atlanta with 58 seconds to go, no timeouts, and the ball inside their own 5-yard line. How on earth is that not the option that you pick?
And it would be less than 58 seconds because Atlanta was out of timeouts.
Well, no, because fourth down, though, that stops the clock. If you didn't get it on fourth,
right,
you would have run the 45 off for the third down play. That would get it to about a minute. That would have gotten it down to about a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you don't get it on fourth down, and so there's 50, 55 seconds, whatever it is. And, yeah, now Kirk Cousins has to go. He has to just get a field goal, though, at that point. No, you're down six, so he needs a touchdown.
Well, no, you're right that it would have only been three because
sure,
you wouldn't have kicked the field goal to go up by six. You would still be up by three.
I think I would have kicked the field goal to go up six, and you make Cousins go, you know, score a touchdown with 58 seconds left. Well,
that's kind of what they did.
Right. I mean, but you would think that, I don't know.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think that you could stop them in that spot, but they also ran the brotherly shove earlier in that drive, you remember. And before that, there was the intentional offsides by Atlanta, and Sirianni declines it.
Correct.
Which I guess is a smart thing to do.
Well, it kept the clock moving. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to save a timeout, and Nick was like, no, we're not doing it. And in his very typical Nick way, instead of just looking at the ref and being like, decline, we've got to run 20 yards.
Yeah.
And then we got to get a face. We got to make sure some saliva comes flying out. Decline. Decline.
Totally.
Decline.
I'm with you.
Big thumb. Let's decline. What a jump. I can't believe that guy. Oh, I do not enjoy watching him coach at all. Matt in San Rafael, 888-957-9570. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. It's so funny that this came up because I actually had this conversation with two of my sons today about Kyle. First, I think Steinmetz reached a point where he was just being a contrarian. I think he knew he was wrong.
No.
Not him. No.
Steiny?
No.
That doesn't happen on this station.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He sort of shares a quality that Kyle has, which is a desire to not admit that he's wrong. But regarding Shanahan, I totally agree with everything that you're saying, Sirianni rubs me the wrong way. He just always has. It's the thing last year in Kansas City. It's like, when does a coach say, how do you like me? It's like, you're not a player. You're a coach. Shut up and do your job. But regarding Kyle, and this is sort of an issue that I've had and that came up Sunday and that it kind of crystallized. If you look at the last four of the last six losses, before that were the same, you take Cleveland out because he had the injuries, the rain, and they could have won it. You take Cincy out because Burrow played his brains out and they just physically beat the hell out of the Niners. The other four losses, the DCs schemed so that Kyle's bread and butter was taken away. The middle of the field was taken away. The first read was taken away. And then they ran all kinds of various pressures. My issue with Kyle is he doesn't adjust. After the game, he said, no, Ayuk was open. If he had hit him, we had him. But there were breakdowns, there were pressures, and that sort of thing. His job is to put his players in the best position to succeed. But Kyle keeps saying, no, run my system. It's going to work if you do it right. Sometimes it's not going to work, and you have to change. And to me, this is Kyle's hubris coming up in the most extreme situations because that's when it's tested. And that is he hasn't learned humility to say, hey, you know what, maybe I need to think about this a different way. He just says, no, I'm going to do it my way, and it's blown up in his face really the last four times that it's come up. So anyway, that's my thought on Kyle. I love him as a coach other than that, and I really hope he learns this because this team, I think, has a chance to win it.
Matt, thank you. It's a really good call. I wonder how people feel about that, this idea, and we hear that a lot. Kyle is hesitant to change. I wanted to sit there and talk with Matt for longer. Like, what change in that situation would you like to see? I argue that most coaches spend most of the game trying to run their system. And it's always a blend with how do you adjust that if you see something that's not working versus then the players going out there to execute it. Like, for instance, when he said Ayuk was open, I believe that what he then said next was sort of an indication that Ayuk was open. We didn't have the time to throw it to him because our offensive line was often getting beat. Okay, so what adjustment do you make there? Do you keep Kittle there and put more tight ends in so that you have extra blockers? You know, like I don't want a football coach to go all Avery Johnson. And if you've been a Warrior fan for a long time, you know what I'm talking about, which is just suddenly change what you do because you had a bad quarter and a half. You know what I mean?
I do, but they also, later in the game, they did have a lot of times where they just kept seven in the block and they only had two in the route because they were having a hard time with the pass protection. So they did change a little bit what they did. And the caller's right about Minnesota and how they schemed it. They took away the middle of the field, which is Brandon Ayuk's bread and butter, and they brought a lot of pressure. And so you saw Brock Purdy really struggle to find open receivers down the field.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.